Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the 2Q FY23 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Limited, hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, et cetera, whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Pooja. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 2Q FY23 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited. We have with us today Mr. P.P. Gupta, Managing Director, and Mr. Ankit Saroya, Director representing the company. I request Mr. Gupta to take us through an overview of the quarterly results, and then we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, Gupta. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamlesh. Yeah, very good afternoon to all of you, and I once again welcome everyone to discuss our financial results for the second quarter and first half year ending 30th September 2022. Anything said on this call which reflects our outlook for the future or that could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Let me quickly highlight our performance, which you may have seen in the papers and papers filed with the stock exchanges. The total revenue for the second quarter stands at 228 crore. The revenue of EPC is at 180 crore. Revenue from wind segment is 47.5 crore. EBITDA stands at around 71 crore. The operating profit in the EPC segment is around 28 crore. We have experienced some pressures in EBITDA due to high commodity cycles and also a partially corrected overseas freight, but still higher than when we bagged the contracts. Additionally, some top line also is compromised to protect the bottom line. The other income stands at rupees 19 crore compared to 10.28 crore last year. The PBT is at 78.43 crore. PAT is at 59 crore approximately, and EPS is at 5.35. When we look on a, in totality for the first half of the year, the revenue is just over 400 crore, which includes EPC around 325 crore. Revenue from wind segment is at 78.3 crore. EBITDA is at 120 crore approximately. The operating profit of EPC segment is around 50 crore. From the wind segment is at around 70 crore. The other income is at 32 crore compared to 27 crore last year. The profit before tax for the first half year is at 127 crore. The profit after tax is around 94.5 crore. EPS is at 8.58. The current investment value of cash and cash equivalents in hand stands at 1,200 crore. That is almost more than 100 rupees per share. During the quarter, we got additional business worth about another about 400 crore. Recently we have booked one more order of Goa TBCB project of Sterlite for 126.23 crore. We are also L1 in one of the DBF 40 projects of J&K for supplying and installing 2.5 lakh meters for 338 crores. So all put together, the business in hand as of today is around 3600 CR, and the business in pipeline is another 500 CR. But there are a lot more opportunities in the marketplace. We are confident to book additional business of no less than 1,000 to 1,500 CR by the close of the year. And this is all-time high in the company. Coming on the outlook, as committed in last quarter, we have been able to tide over difficult times and shown growth despite marginal growth last year. We foresee significant growth for this year, but primarily in the coming two quarters, but majorly in the last quarter. We expect the growth momentum to be stronger than this year in the financial year 24 and 25. We expect more businesses from the segments like FGD, AMI, and data centers. The order book, which I talked earlier, do not include our own in-house order of data center, which will be another around 1250 CR. In the coming years, we expect strong power sector reforms, as I have been discussing as part of our victory documents of the annual accounts. As power and energy are converging, additionally, there is a significant focus and stress on availability and reliability of power supply, the cost of power, and stress on the improvement of overall financial health of the sector. While the focus will continue to remain on renewable power and its related infrastructure, there is a significant focus on bringing reforms in the distribution segment called RDSS, which are distribution reforms comes system strengthening. The transmission infrastructure for renewable power as required for 500 gigawatt by 2030 will continue to be a way of life. Additionally, we may expect energy storage solutions becoming part of the forward-going energy sector, and I see more and more future on logistics, transportation sector, electric vehicles and whatnot, all going electric. So a lot of energy-based consumption should grow in the coming years. I'm sure it will be doubled by 2030, if not 2.5 times per capita. Coming specifically to FGD segment, the segment will continue to be in focus. The Government of India has already extended the deadline from December 24 to 26. There is a considerable progress with the CPSUs and some of the states, forward-looking states, in ordering the projects for implementation. But the same will be further strengthening and happening in SCPs and private sector also in the near future. The government and Ministry of Environment and Pollution says that the plants near populous regions and capital towns will have to comply all the orders by 2024 or maybe earlier, while utilities in less polluting areas may go up to 26 or beyond, depending on further notifications by CA. The Supreme Court also refused to entertain the Delhi government's petition seeking directions to 10 allegedly polluting coal-based thermal power plants in Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana to immediately stop operation till FGD technology installed to reduce harmful emissions. We have got the orders worth 40-50 crore for FGD during this year, and this level of business is expected to continue at least for next 4 to 5 years, as 80 to 100 gigawatt is yet to be ordered out by various PSUs, SCBs and private sector. In transmission segment, we largely expect that there will be a status quo in transmission side in the interstate regime, while interstate regime there will be more emphasis on strengthening transmission networks and adding more transforming capacities closer to the load centers. TBCB bidding of the last lot of 60 gigawatt of renewable energy out of 175 gigawatt has started, and we expect it to be completed before March 23. In the past, the dates for bid submissions are getting extended. I trust it should close shortly. Allocation for strengthening of power system has been doubled to 29.8 billion Union Budget 22-23 from 14.55 billion. But government also has a program to spend 3 lakh crore over next 5 years in RDSS scheme, and have also extended many kind of presentations to state governments and DISCOMs. We are also seeing good interest from InvITs and large investors by making the projects bankable and supportable on the financial side, particularly in the renewable power as well as on the transmission side. And the metering, it may include AMI segment also going forward. Metering segment, the government has a plan of installing almost 250 million meters in next 7 years with a prepaid and smart metering features, which are automatic and having communications on both sides. We are witnessing strengthening on power distribution networks to make them more smarter, reliable and less loss oriented. The main aim of all these steps is to improve efficiency, contain losses, so that the health of the DISCOMs could be improved. VRL1 has already stated in a smart meter order in J&K for 2.5 lakh meters worth 338 crores under DBF 40 model. The government has also gone ahead with the Electricity Amendment Act in August 2022. The government wants to give consumers a choice, long awaited, I would say, a choice of power suppliers as well as enabling DISCOMs to provide for timely and adequate revisions, tariff revisions. The bill also seeks to amend Section 42 to facilitate non-discriminatory open access to the distribution licenses. It also seeks to amend Section 14 to facilitate uses of distribution networks by all in that area. So the power suppliers can be supported. It also seeks to amend Section 62 to provide a graded revision in tariff over a year, besides mandatory fixing of ceiling and minimum tariff by appropriate commissions. We are hopeful that power sector is at a very critical juncture, and going forward, only it can become better, both to the stakeholders as well as to the consumers. The wind, we have a generic resolution to exit wind assets. Techno has 129 megawatt of wind power in three pockets, 61 megawatt in Tinnal Valley, 51 in Coimbatore, Madhya Patti area, and 18 megawatt in Coimbatore, Karnataka. We, in view of the present challenges prevailing in power sector due to coal shortage, are the good grid availability as well as offers on our wind assets from local industries for captive power use. In view of this, we consider prudent to sell a part of the capacity as feasible. The capacity of around 51 megawatt is supposed to be parked in our own SPV to facilitate our data center operations. COVID-19 has impacted life in multiple ways, but one positive outcome of this is the growth in the digital space. With the growth in digital space backed by thrust on data protection, it is expected that the third party and also the IT services being provided on cloud, it is expected that third-party data center industry will grow significantly from the current levels of 500-600 megawatt to 2 megawatt in the next 3 years and at least 5 megawatt by 2030. Till date, most of the data centers were located in Mumbai and now it is happening in Chennai due to the undersea cable available. Calcutta is also awaiting the undersea cable, which is scheduled to be here by March 23. We see a lot of data centers coming around our location in Sirisweri Industrial Estate in Simcot IT Park by other competitors like Equinix, Sifi, Yota and others, validating our choice of the location. Our data center is progressing very strongly, and as you know already, it is a 24 megawatt IT load, ultra scalable, hyper density nature features. The project is in full construction as of now. We have already completed all the foundations and ground floor work and approaching to finish the and are now preparing to cross the first floor by end of this month. We have already spent about 55 crore on the project apart from the capex on the land. We are hopeful of commissioning the project by third quarter of 2023. Additionally, we will consume renewable energy from our operating wind energy capacity to classify the data center as ESG compliant, as is the major requirement of hyperscale customers like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, etc. Furthermore, we are seeing aggressive interest from strategic partners to have a JV for developing data centers in India. We are evaluating the available options and shall definitely be concluding shortly a way forward. With a capex of around 1300 CR, that is around 50 CR per megawatt of IT load, the and 60 to 65% capex constituted in electromechanical works, which is an in-house expertise of Techno, will be able to leverage on our capability and relationships for executing such works. With in-house renewable energy EPC capability and prior experience of developing infrastructure projects in power sector, we are in unique position compared to many new players in this industry. With this, I will look forward to participation from my esteemed investors, and I am available to all of you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Sandeep Tulsian from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good afternoon, sir. Thank you, sir. I think definitely we have reported very good inflows in the first quarter. But for this quarter, you highlighted there are 400 crores of additional inflows that have already come in. I presume these 400 crores is over and above the Goa TBCB Sterlite and GNK 338 crore is what you mentioned, or that includes these orders as well?
No. Goa and 338 is not included.
Okay. So can you share the breakup of this 400 crore and also the exact order backlog at the end of September, please?
Yeah, we got one order from Power Grid for Ladakh. We also got an order Tripura Electricity Board for about 237 CR and PGCIL 157 CR. So these are around 400 CR.
Okay, got it. And the order book, what would that be, sir, at the end of the quarter?
Presently, you can say it is 3600 CR in realty, which will further grow by induction. In this month, we should get another 500 CR. But definitely, we expect another 1000 to 1500 by close of the year.
Okay. So just
we should close the year with the order backlog of no less than, to my mind, around 4,500 CR this year without data center order. This does not include our in-house order.
Understood. Sir, please allow me to just reconcile these order numbers, because it was 3,200 crores at the end of 1Q. We have received these 400 crore new orders and we have done roughly 180 crores of execution. So closing order should be around 3,400, right? Otherwise inflows should be around 570 crores odd. So
yeah,
are there any more orders or?
Yeah, there are some amendments, you know, which continues in so many orders aggregating under 150 CR, some by 30 crores, some by 40 crores.
Understood.
Due to age of scope. Yeah, like Power Grid, you know, one job was not going forward. Now it is planned to go forward, like Seekers. So we were not taking in the order book because they could not acquire the land which they are now ready to acquire. So those kind of orders gets revived, you know, which were not active.
Okay. Understood. And besides this, so you also mentioned there is a pipeline of another 1,500 crore for balance part of the year, which is over and above this 500 crores pipeline details that you shared. Is it possible for you to share some of the major orders from that? Also possible in which area they are coming from?
Sir, basically I have already said there are three areas now we are targeting other than normal areas. We expect one FGD order definitely for 500 CR. At least 10 lakh AMI meter work. Number of tenders are in the pipeline. And similarly, some work for the power supply for the ongoing data centers by a third entities. And we may also succeed in some of the RDSS tenders, which are already in market for about 25,000 CR as first lot.
Understood. So, sir, based on this, how should we look at the overall revenue growth target for the next 2 years for the EPC division?
I will say at least 30-40% a year. From 23-24 onwards, whatever order book we have to execute, sir. they are time bound.
Right.
So the best year is going to be 24-25.
Okay. So 25% by next year we should aim to grow in EPC division, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you can expect 1750 to 2000 CR in 24-25.
Okay. And in the past, sir, you have highlighted that the margins are definitely coming under pressure. And I don't know, being conservative or the way of Techno operates, you have guided that margins, one should, you know, lower their expectations versus 15-16% where the company used to operate historically. Would you still stick to that 12% odd guidance, or would you, based on these orders, would you want to revise it up or downward either?
But this year, I think I will like to keep it 12.5% to 13%, as I stated. But let's see how the commodity cycle behaves. If China slows down and Europe gets into recession, maybe we have more stable commodity cycle in our country. You see, particularly we are troubled more on the CRGO for transformers, which you may have found with other transformer makers also. The CRGO prices are almost 2.5 to 3 times of 2 years back. So prices have abnormally risen there because more CRGO is used as a CRNO now for EV vehicles and other applications, batteries. So let's see how it behaves, you know. Nickel is very pricey. That is one element. Steel may remain stable or... I don't know if government removes the ban on the exports and some market cycle may change, but still I will say that steel is higher by about 10-15%. But our present day orders are all based on current costing, so we don't see that kind of impact. So it should come back in 23-24. I think we should be back to 15%.
Okay. Understood. Sir, if I may, a couple of more questions if I have from my side, if I may ask them. One is on the wind side, what I understand from your commentary is that you are going to carve out one portion of about 51 megawatt into 100% subsidiary for in-house data center, and the balance around 79 or 80 megawatts will be disposed of. Is that the correct understanding?
Yeah, attempt is like that, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. And second thing was on the data center. If you can just highlight a little bit where we are exactly in terms of forming a joint venture partner. Do you think if, you know, we are not able to strike a partnership in the next 6 months, will the execution timelines get pushed, or you will anyways go ahead with and put your own capital for this whole data center of 1300 crore? How would that work out, if you can just share some more details on that?
No, firstly, we are in a fairly advanced stage of a partnership, and a kind of a term sheet is nearing closer. But we are in a silent period with them, so I cannot share the details on that side, number one. Number two, but irrespective of whether we are able to have a relationship or not, because they have long-term implications for any investment. We are definitely will be going ahead and completing phase one by the end of second quarter or third quarter of 23.
Okay, understood. And on the cash balance, sir, I think the buyback that we are currently doing is, of course, not progressing. I mean, we may not reach the entire target or the capital that we allocated for that. So what is the overall plan? How much of this do you plan to dispose of? Is there any other alternate method? Will we increase the buyback price, or do you want to give out a dividend? Any thoughts on that side to utilize this 1200 crores?
So, firstly, I am not with your view. We have already, as of today, we have already achieved 17.5 lakh shares buyback, R50 CR, and we are actively in this market. And I'm sure still 2 months to go, more than 2 months. Interest is good. We'll be able to buy, spend the whole of the money. But if any sum is left out post buyback closer, it will be paid out as dividend.
Okay. And one last question from my side, sir, is on the outstanding debtors. Is there anything which is still sticky, slow moving? How much of the balance portion that used to update every quarter is still pending? And how much is yet to come in from the doubtful receivables?
No, there is no doubtful, sticky, yes. Only in Afghanistan, in one of the contracts, where she still continues to be in force major for last 1 year. That was ADB funded project with us. And nearly 80% plus performed. So it's a Central Asia project. I'm sure World Bank and ADB will come forward to support the project along with us. KPTL, KEC, all are involved. And Government of India is also working through the Ministry of External Affairs as well as through its political networks. I'm sure this project will happen, but at the moment I can say that is a sticky part. Other than that, there is no concern, no large concern, I would say.
What is the value of this order, sir?
This was 35 million value of the order. We have executed already 29 million.
Okay, $35 million.
Yeah.
Which is still pending, the receivable value, right?
Right. No, part as far as LC, sir, the pending part is only about 45 CR.
Pending is 41 CR.
So 45, you can say.
45 CR. Okay, got it. And on the investment side, any investments where, you know, that ICDs or anything you lent, which is still pending to come from, or that is entirely?
God grace, we are through. We are all done with. Last also received on 10th November.
Okay. Got it. And sorry if I may ask one more thing. On these overseas projects, I think there was some update that you had shared for that project in Afghanistan. If you can just update us on that, what is happening exactly over there?
That is what I'm sharing. Afghanistan only with you.
Okay.
ADB funded. That's what I shared with you. 35 million, 29 executed.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
No, sorry, my bad. I understood. All right, sir. Thank you so much for patiently taking all those questions and wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. The first question is on the revenue sort of a target for FY23. So I think earlier, you know, we were looking at 25-30% sort of a growth for this current financial year. But given that we have done only 400 odd crores in H1, so what kind of number are we targeting for this financial year in the remaining two quarters?
Yeah, it continues to be same, sir. 1200, 1250 CR. And we should be able to do another 800 CRs. Minimum, if not more, in the next two quarters. The fourth quarter will be really heavy this time. It will be a little bulky because a lot of things may happen in those 3 months. But third quarter will also be better off the last two quarters.
Okay. And on the wind power side, so this remaining 79 megawatt that we want to sell, so what is the, where are we in the sale process? Because last quarter con call also you had discussed this. So have we made any progress in terms of selling it, and where are we, and how much money do we expect to realize in this financial year and how much in the next financial year?
Sale should happen mostly this year only, and money to realize. We have binding contracts now for 35 megawatt, out of which we have already received money for 6 megawatt. And another 28, 29 megawatt we may get in this month or next month. They are the binding contracts. Balance are in negotiations.
So you expect the entire, apart from 51 megawatt, everything else to be sold in this financial year and the money to be realized this year itself?
I wish, but I'm not sure. You can say so. Maybe 20 megawatt here, there.
Okay. And what is the average pricing that we are getting when we are selling these assets?
Around 4 CR per megawatt plus, 4 CR plus.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned about the cash balance. I did not hear it correctly. Is it 1200 crore plus right now?
Right, absolutely right.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonia from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hello. So thank you for the opportunity.
Sonia, sorry to interrupt. We cannot hear you. Can you please speak a little louder?
Okay. Am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, I just want to confirm, we have not shared our quarterly presentation this quarter.
Pardon?
Our quarterly presentation, which we generally share every quarter, that has not been shared in this quarter.
We'll share tomorrow back. It will be put on our website.
Okay. So my next question is on the order inflow growth. You were saying that we are expecting around 2,000 crore order inflow, fresh order inflow. So, I would like to understand, since many things are happening in power sector, the capacity is likely to pick up as a whole. So, what kind of fresh order inflows we are expecting over next 2-3 years?
Ma'am, this trend should continue because power sector is a focus area of the government now, more stronger than ever. And definitely COVID has also impacted. And if India in manufacturing and industry, and we have to become $5 trillion economy, power cannot be lagging behind. So all these areas have become major capex in power, which you can measure easily. One relates to distribution side, where government is spending 3 lakh crore. Then AMI metering system solutions, where government want to have about 250 million meters by 2030. Similarly, climate change. So a lot of pollution issues with the thermal capacities, like FGD solutions, SOX, NOX, water pollution systems. They are all going to be futuristic way of life, as well as green power target of 500 gigawatt, which I discussed. So you have to build a lot of green corridors to transmit the power, balance out the load consumption, and so much of stress on the electric side now going forward, on consumerism like logistics, transportation, electric vehicles. It is all becoming power-driven economy more than any hydrocarbon-based anymore. So all this is going to make power consumption to be at least 2 to 2.5 times of our present consumption, which is no more than 1,200, 1,250 units per capita. So you can understand that power networks have to be strengthened, power has to be metered, power sale has to become 2 times in the next 7 years. So all this is sounding good, and capacities and reliability, availability, sustainability have to be taken care of.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. And my second question is on the margins on EPC business. Historically, we have done around 17-18% margin on EPC. Now it has come to around 15-16%. So I just want to understand, like, now currently it is low. Do you see it expanding in like next 3-4 years, or you expect it to continue at the same level?
Ma'am, this is the very difficult question to project and predict, because it is all linked to the commodity cycles in our country and inflation. But we are hopeful, you know, that commodity cycle, which impacted us strongly last year, and even we sacrificed some of the top line to save or the bottom line, will not be impacting as strongly going forward. But I like to be conservative in giving my guidance. If anything good happens by virtue of Europe going in recession, China slowing down, commodity cycles becoming more easy and affordable, definitely there is a scope to do better, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prolin Nandu from Goldfish Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir, for taking my question. If I look at your past history in terms of your EPC execution, we have, in all the last 5 years, we have reported an ROC of upwards of, on an average, upwards of 50% odd. And now, if I look at your order book, the nature of order book is slightly more heavier towards FGD projects, towards its smart metering projects. Do you think going forward with a change in order book mix, will we be able to maintain similar kind of ROC numbers?
Yeah, definitely, because earlier our projects were distributed, on a number of locations. So any number of location is a cost center and apparently adds to the cost. But if you are doing a larger volume of work in one location, it does bring its scale of economy, associated with it. So it helps both ways, we are confident that we will be able to retain this kind of margin guidance.
So I was more, wanted to check on ROC rather than margins, because and you had also mentioned, FGD, at least the first round was very competitive. Now, if I'm not wrong, things are not as competitive as they were in the past. So my question was more on the ROC part, not just on the margin part in terms of receiving the money, because there again, we have expertise, right? In terms of, you have always mentioned in the past that it's not about, getting the project, it's about executing on time and getting the money on time. So in all these parameters, do you think that given the change in the order book mix, we'll be able to maintain the similar kind of return ratios as well?
You see, ROC of the capital deployed in EPC business, yes. But okay. We have many verticals, They keep migrating from one vertical to another. So capitals are deployed differently. So verticals are not generating equal returns. But if you are referring only to the element of EPC, yes.
Great. Yeah, I was referring only to the element of EPC. So my second question is on data center. Now, in the past 2-3 calls, we have mentioned that there have been some term sheets which we are evaluating. Is it certain milestone in terms of completion which we are waiting for us to execute these term sheets and for us to go ahead with these term sheets? Or is it just we are looking, because as we probably near the completion milestone, the valuation at which these deals will happen will also improve. So, are there certain milestones which you want to complete before we close the deal, and that's the reason why we are taking longer for this part?
Ankit, will you like to answer this question?
Yeah, sure. So basically, as far as the term sheet.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Ankit, but we are unable to hear you clearly, sir.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, now you are.
Yeah. As I was saying, that these term sheets have been coming frequently to us over the last 1.5 years since we started interacting with partners, potential partners. But over the period of time, as the project is progressing, you rightly mentioned that with each phase, the development risk is reducing, and therefore the valuations and terms of are also constantly improving. And that much more visibility is also being gained, and therefore stronger partners are lining up. And we've been keeping our patience that at some point of time, we will achieve something superior than what has been achieved in the past through these term sheets. And that's the reason why we are taking our time, and hopefully we'll have something on board once we have a term sheet to our satisfaction, and which is reasonable in nature as far as the terms are concerned as well.
Okay, that's very clear, Ankit. But do you want to give some timeline by which we can finalize, maybe this year, or would it be falling under the next year? I know that it depends on the quality of term sheet, but still timeline with something, some timeline which we are working with?
By the close of this year, we should be completing it.
Okay. So by close of this year. Oh. Great, sir. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot for answering the question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
So on the data center, one question. I think in the last con call, we had mentioned that the first phase of the Chennai data center, we wanted to commission by June 2023. And I think in this call, you have said that it is third quarter of 2023. So do you mean that it has been sort of delayed by another 6 months from June 2023 to December 2023?
Please. I only meant third quarter of the financial year. That is ending September. June, I have said second or third quarter of the year 2023-24. That is before, between June to September. But it may be around June, July only.
Okay. And secondly, sir, regarding this previous discussion on the term sheets, I think earlier you had given us an understanding that you would want to issue the shares to a prospective party strategic partner at the without a premium, because this is more like a long-term strategic investment. But are we now looking for a premium to the book value for this business, and hence we are getting delayed on the acceptance of the term sheet?
Ankit, would you like to answer?
You see, there are multiple quality of partners which have approached us over the period of time, and it's very difficult to today say whether there's a premium attached to it or not, because it finally depends on the entire structure and the potential opportunity that we gain out of that strategic partnership. So at this stage, it is little too early to make a remark on it. But as I said, that with passing time and with development risk reducing on the project, one can expect better than before.
But we are still intending to offload 51% or more stake in this project, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Hello.
Gupta ji, Kamlesh here. One question I just wanted to have your understanding, sir, is that about the data center, have we started booking any revenue from that?
No. It is
the order execution. I mean the execution part of the EPC part.
Not yet. Not in our books.
And how much revenue are you expecting to accrue from this first phase commissioning in terms of the EPC revenue for the company?
First phase will be around 600 CR plus minus, which we may like to book next year only, going forward.
Sure.
Not the, as far as possible. But we'll take a call by March, February, March, how it progresses.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's it from my side. Pooja, yeah, take over, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, I thank you all of you for joining the conference and participating with searching questions, and you are most welcome. If you have any queries still left related to our performance or the operations, you are most welcome to mail us to Vishal Jain in our office, our IR person. And also, if you happen to be this side of the country, then you are welcome to drop in. We'll be very happy to take you around our office and how we work. I can only say that we have a great future, despite all challenges in the past, the future is very bright, and we definitely see a growth momentum coming once again in this sector with all multiples which we lost in last 3-4 years due to sluggishness of the government or COVID, they are all behind us. And with this optimism, I would like to close the conference and thank you everybody once again for joining. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.